To host of your favorite podcast, I'm Harvey.
And I'm Carice.
And we have a wonderful invitation just for you.
Join us September 29th to October 6th, 2024.
We are going to Brazil, baby, and you have to come with us.
Because we're doing all three important parts of Brazil. We're going to be hitting the cities of Rio. We're going to definitely explore the rainforest in Paraty. And we will enjoy some sun and sand in Ilha Grande.
So come eat and drink with us. But we only have four spots left. There's a link in the episode notes. Click that link and join us for a great time in the great state of Brazil.
And now, enjoy the show.
You are listening to the Love is Black podcast. For season 5, we are diving into the great Black love story between Vibe and Brandon. Every week, a different chapter will chronicle this love story. This week, Brandon. Chapter 18, Brandon. Brandon hung up the call with Vibe and felt embarrassed. Expecting Vibe to forego an opportunity like the concert was selfish. He was not her boyfriend. What right did he have to ruin this chance for her? He was ashamed for ending the call the way he did. The worst part was he hung up on her. That was not who he was. He needed to reach back out and hope she accepted his apology. For a moment, he considered telling her he would go. He wasn't feeling that bad, though, but he was close. He was about to press number 2 on the speed dial. Vibe never lost that spot, even after they broke up. When he got a call from Mom, this was a surprise. Brandon answered. "Hello, Mom. How are you?" Brandon said. "I am fine, Phineas Jones. How are you doing?" Mom replied. "Well, I guess you saw the podcast, didn't you?" Brandon inquired. "Yes, I watched the replay. It's been on all day. How are you? I know you hate any form of attention," Mom asked, concerned. "It has been terrible, Mom. As soon as the Queen said my real name, it was chaos. Tons of people are following me on social media, people I don't remember. From elementary school, high school, and college are reaching out. My phone won't stop vibrating. This Page 6 article will be the death of me," Brandon replied. "It can't be that bad, son. We know of death. Don't joke about that," his mother said knowingly. "You are right. It is not that bad. Sorry, Mom." Brandon responded. "Worst of all, I was mean to Vibe and I never meant to do that. I was just about to call her and apologize," Brandon confessed. "What are you apologizing for?" she asked. "Well, you saw that the Queen invited Vibe and me to her big concert in Miami, right? Well, for some reason, I assumed that she wouldn't go in support of me. But she's going, and I was upset when she told me," Brandon explained. "Yes, I remember her answering. She said yes immediately. What made you think she wouldn't go? That's her favorite artist," Mom said calmly. "Vibe and I spoke briefly before the podcast, and she assured me that my name would not come up. To my surprise, she says my name and blows up my world. I thought a show of support, Vibe would not accept the invitation," Brandon said. "You know I am not the biggest fan of Vibe, but I know she cares about you. She never said your name, did she?" Mom asked. "No, she did not," he answered. "So why are you lumping her in with the Queen? Hasn't this whole affair been a problem for her too?" Mom asked rightly. "Yes, Mom. She is a victim too. I know all this. That's why I was going to call," Brandon responded. "What exactly did you say to her that needs apologizing for? We raise you to think before you speak," Mom demanded. "Mom, I already know it was wrong. We don't need to rehash this," Brandon pleaded. "Tell me now, son," Mom spoke. "I told her that I was disappointed in her. I said that knowing how much I dislike the Queen. It feels like she's taking her side by going to the concert. I said if she was my friend, she would have said no. I also said that her going to Miami felt like her leaving for Seattle 5 years ago, Brandon said sheepishly. See how embarrassed you are saying it to me? Every word that comes out of that mouth should be appropriate for my ears. Don't you ever forget that, son, Mom said passionately. I know, Mom. I was caught up in the moment. It will not happen again, I promise, Brandon said apologetically. Don't promise me. Promise her. Make that call and make it true. I love you, TTYL, Mom said. What did you say? Did you just say TTYL to me? Where you learned that from, Mama? Brandon asked, shocked. You don't know this, but your mother has a Snapchat. I know how you young people talk. You proud of me, Mom asked? So proud. Love you, Brandon said sarcastically. Love you too, Mr. Jones, Mom answered and hung up. Brandon knew he needed to talk to Vibe, but all these feelings made him hungry. So what he had just filled his fridge, but there was still nothing to eat. He ventures out in search of food. There was a time when Brandon would take a walk every day to clear his head. That all changed this last year when he decided to go all out for the partnership. Aside from an occasional visit to the gym, Brandon stopped doing things for himself. Brandon walked a few blocks to find food. Head down, ear pods in, keeping to himself, he enjoyed the solitude. Most times, he was oblivious to the people around him, and the people did not care. That wasn't the case today. He had no idea what he wanted to eat, so he wandered from store to store. He had no idea that in the 10 minutes and four places he looked at, people were beginning to recognize him. With every location he passed, more and more people were pulling out their phones and taking pictures. By the time Brandon decided to have a burrito bowl from the New Mexican spot, his picture was in 100 social media posts. Brandon arrived home and sat down to eat. He went to the kitchen to get some utensils. He refused to use plastic forks and knives, just a quirk he could never explain. Vibe never understood why he hated plastic forks. She also never understood why he always asked waitstaff for boiling water, so he could put his metal utensils in there. He explained that he knew his fork and spoon were clean because he washed them. You can't eat in everybody's house, and you can't trust everybody washing their dishes. Vibe always nagged him about that. He missed that. He missed her. Brandon sat down and went on social media. After seeing the same annoying videos, he came upon a video with Vibe. She was walking with a big guy who looked like a security guard. Then somebody shouted, and all of a sudden, Vibe and her companion were being chased. The guy snatched her hand, and they ran to the car. That was scary looking, but at least she had professionals protecting her. Vibe looked scared, though, so Brandon decided to check on her. He texted, "Hey, Vibe, I saw a video of you getting chased by a crowd. Luckily, you had some security, it appears, to grab you. You good?" Brandon considered calling her, but thought better of it. He figured she was still upset with what he said. He decided to wait. She responded quickly, letting him know she was fine. He decided to call her once she got back to Seattle. As he ate and surfed the web, he noticed his picture. There he was at the Chinese food spot. Another picture of him at his favorite Thai restaurant. He was everywhere, post after post of him walking the streets. This is what he was afraid of. He finished his food and made the mistake of checking his DMs. Hundreds of messages from people he never met. Men calling him a simp for letting some woman tell his story. Men praising him for letting her go 5 years ago. Women saying he was probably having big fun in Baltimore. Brandon expected all that. People love commenting with the distance of a phone to protect them. What he did not expect was all the women sending pictures. There were hundreds of women looking for love, or at least a fling with the newly famous Phineas Jones. Brandon looked through a fraction of the attention he was receiving and could not imagine what it was like being chased in these streets. For a moment, he considered offering Vibe the ultimate olive branch. He knew she was going to Miami to see the queen. Maybe he would join her. That moment passed. There was no way he was going to support that witch, not even for Vibe. The thought of sitting with a bunch of crazed Queen Summer fans made him nauseous. As much as Brandon would like to go to Miami, maybe go to South Beach, it was not worth it to him. He would be doing it for her, and he vowed to never make that mistake again. Brandon finished his dinner and put the phone away. He spent the rest of the night watching TV until he fell asleep. Sunday morning, Brandon woke up, refreshed, and ready to tackle the world. He grabbed his phone and lost all his resolve. In 8 hours, he gained another 10,000 followers on social media. There were hundreds of emails from long-lost family, old college friends, fraternity brothers. He never pledged, though. And several podcasts looking to have him on. This was never going to end. There was one story that caught his eye, though. A source close to Phineas, Brandon Jones, revealed shocking information about the doomed love affair with Vibe Roberts. This source, who is in Phineas Jones's inner circle, confirms that 5 years ago, after they graduated, Phineas had purchased an engagement ring and was ready to propose. He had saved up and brought her a chocolate diamond. The source says he still has it. Brandon was entertained and disappointed at the same time. He'd had a bad feeling about Robin, and she proved him right. You can't trust anybody. He laughed knowing he dodged a bullet. Brandon spent this Sunday cleaning his apartment, doing a quick workout, and preparing to get back to work. He had some cases he needed to catch up on. As a partner, he was now able to pick the cases he wanted to try. As an associate, he knew this law firm frowned on pro bono work, and he was ready to help the less fortunate. When he left the office on Friday, he took a stack of cases no other partner even looked at. Today, he was going to go through and pick 5 cases. This was the part of the law he enjoyed, reading the cases, analyzing the law, and figuring out what he could do to help the victimized. Brandon was excited to get back to what he loved and ignore the never-ending vibrating phone next to him. Brandon read through upwards of 70 cases and found 10 he wanted. He had his assistant schedule meetings with the potential clients. While he hated doing this on a Sunday, he reached out to some first-year associates and had them write briefs on his chosen cases. By the time he was done, so was the day. He checked his phone and laughed at all the nonsense being written about him. He realized he'd never called Vibe. It was time. He hoped to see her face, so he video called her. It rang 4 times before her pretty face appeared. "Hey, strange. How are you? I just landed at SeaTac," Vibe began. "Great, now that I get to see you safe and sound. How was the flight?" Brandon asked. "It was quick, and we had first-class window seats. The Roberson podcast team took good care of us," Vibe responded. "Hey, I don't think I ever mentioned my friend Steven. He came with me on the trip. He was the guy you thought was security. You two need to meet. I think you would like him." "Anybody that takes care of you is a friend of mine. I'm glad he was with you," Brandon said. "Listen, I felt terrible with how our conversation ended. Can I just apologize to you? Some feelings I thought I was done with resurfaced, and you caught the brunt of it. I know you had no hand in my name being revealed, so expecting you to take the blame is wrong. We were in such a good place. I hope I didn't ruin that. Thank you for your apology. I understand exactly where you're coming from. I want to run and hide from the world myself. I'm so sorry that the Queen said your name. We have too much history to let one bad conversation pull us apart. I'm just glad you called," Vibe said. "Thank you for understanding. I feel so much better." So when are you leaving for Miami? The concert is on Wednesday, right? Brandon asked, changing the subject. I'm flying out Tuesday afternoon. Sure you don't want to come? Vibe, asked Coralie. I actually thought about it, but I can't do a vibe. I know you love her, so have a good time, Brandon spoke. I will. Well, here's my car. Thanks for calling, Finn. I needed to hear your voice, Vibe said before ending the call. Bye, Vibe. Get home safe, Brandon said. Brandon hung up, relieved, and glad that Vibe was safe. He got ready for bed, but he needed to do some investigating. Who is this Steven friend she went to LA with? He jumped on Vibe's social media and found him immediately. There were pictures of her with Steven at work, at lunch, and walking around. They looked like friends and nothing more. Brandon was relieved. He needed confirmation, so he went to Steven's page. His page was made for the ladies. There were pictures of Steven looking out in the distance, photos of him holding and petting a puppy. There were videos of him walking on the beach deep in thought. The best was a shirtless Steven chopping wood and looking into the camera. This was not a guy to be worried about, Brandon thought. The night ended with Brandon dropping his phone on the bedside table. Brandon strolled into work Monday morning, ready to work. He said his hellos, shook hands with the partners in attendance, and prepared for work. His new assistant, Samantha, was waiting with the chai latte and the New York Times. Good morning, Mr. Jones. Here's your chai latte, briefs, and the Times, Samantha said happily. Thank you, Samantha. Please call me Brandon. No need for the formalities. Where'd you get the latte from? Well, hold up. How did you know I like lattes? Brandon said happily. I think I'm going to like having an assistant. Once I was officially hired, I asked a few people around here about you. I wanted to be a good assistant. I know you have chai lattes every morning while reading or preparing briefs. I learned you are superstitious, so on days you deliver a closing argument, it's an iced chai latte and the essential Calvin and Hobbes, Samantha stated proudly. That is impressive. We are going to work well together. Do I have any messages? Brandon asked. Yes, quite a few, actually. I don't think they're for your legal services, though, Samantha responded. What do you mean, Sam? Can I call you that? Brandon asked. Well, you had quite the weekend, didn't you? Most of the messages were from reporters, podcasts, and talk show hosts, and a few PR agencies looking to speak with you. There are two messages confirming your meetings with clients today. I told the other people not to call here. This is a place of business. I hope that was the right answer, Samantha responded. And please, call me Samantha. Oh, you saw that. I was hoping that would die down, Brandon sighed. That's not going to go away anytime soon, sir. I mean, Brandon, you are the new talk of the town. May I ask, do you have a girlfriend? Samantha asked curiously. No, I don't. Why? Brandon responded. Well, good for you. You can have any woman you want. I would enjoy it. Your 15 minutes, I mean, Samantha said coyly. Well, I will keep that in mind. For right now, let's get to work, shall we? Brandon responded. What is first on my agenda? Yes, sir. You have the weekly partners meeting in 30 minutes. Then your first pro bono client has a meeting with you. After lunch, the first meeting of the Black Litigators Group meets in conference room B. Your last meeting is with a prospective client. This was put on your calendar by Miss Jergens, Samantha recited. Senior partner Jergens put a client on my calendar? Interesting. You got any intel for me? Brandon asked, hopefully. It's actually Mrs. Jergens' former business partner. She's being sued by her former yoga instructor. Allegedly, she was making racist comments during their personal sessions. That's all I know, Samantha answered. Thank you for all that info. I wonder why I'm seeing this person. Why not handle it herself? She is an accomplished litigator, Brandon asked. No way to know, really. Feels about white to me, though, Samantha said with a knowing smile. I will be at my desk if you need anything. Brandon understood and nodded in agreement. He sat down to read the first brief. The brief was well written, with a few amateurish mistakes. Those can be fixed. Samantha knocked on his door to remind him of the partners' meeting. He thanked her and ran off. The meeting was boring and just needed to be an email. The rest of the day was a blur. He ran through his schedule quickly and headed home. As he walked, he finally turned on his phone for the first time since 9 a.m. He was greeted by another 25,000 new followers on social media, more direct messages, more pictures, and a response from Steven. Phineas, what up? I always have vibes back. Somebody has to do it. I would love to meet the man who broke my girl's heart. Just playing, brother. When you coming? Brandon laughed as he read the message. Maybe a trip was in order. He decided to put a pin in that and head home. Brandon walked through the door, landed on his couch, and fell asleep. Early Tuesday morning, Brandon woke up on his couch. He got up and got into his bed. He checked his phone and responded to Steven. I don't know, man. I just got partner in my law firm, so they're going to work me to death. But when I figure it out, you will be the first to know. Brandon got a few hours sleep then, and then got up for work. He walked into the office and was greeted by all the partners. He was herded into an emergency meeting. The partners got wind of his newfound fame and were concerned that the publicity would be bad for the firm. Before Brandon knew it, the partners voted for him to take a hiatus. He was not surprised that the partners were nervous. What surprised him was how fast they acted. What he didn't know was that this was all a farce. They didn't care about the podcast. What the partners were worried about was the pro bono work he was doing. All of a sudden, Brandon was free, and he knew exactly what he wanted to do. He grabbed his phone and responded to Steven. Hey, Steven, what you doing tomorrow?
Thanks for listening to the Love is Black podcast.
Please help support the podcast by subscribing and leaving a review.
And connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Love is Black Podcast.
See you next week.